Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast this Christmas Eve, and I thank you for joining me. Well, for those of you who might not have caught yesterday's broadcast, we're ministering on the subject of God's love, a beautiful subject for Christmas week, is it not? And we were talking that God is a God of love. In fact, John 3:16 says, God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whomsoever would believe on Him would not perish but have everlasting life. However, we have to be very careful to understand that because God is indeed love, that attribute does not dominate over His other attributes, such as holiness or justice or righteousness. It is an essential attribute of God. Love is an aspect of God, an attribute, but it's not that love is God. And He just expresses His being in various attributes like holiness or justice, faithfulness and truth. He's all-powerful, all-knowing. He's omnipresent. And as we learn about God's love, we see God's love in relation to His other attributes. That's the important thing to understand. He is a just God as well as an all-loving God. He will not deny justice for the sake of being loving. He is self-existent. He has no beginning or end. He's eternal. His love has no end. His love is infinite. Because He is infinite, God is holy, and His love is the essence of all spotless purity. And of course, He's immense. You can't measure Him. His love also is vast or bottomless. There is no end, no height, depth, breadth, length that we can actually measure the greatness of our God. And as I mentioned on yesterday's broadcast, we as Christians need to have Holy Ghost discernment. And there is much out there today, a lot of books, a lot of things on the internet about God's love. And one of the things that is quite popular in books and on the internet are that which is called near-death experiences. And my counsel to you is, I believe every valid near-death experience will lift up the Lord Jesus Christ, that it will never be to the exclusion of Him, because it's all about Jesus. Everything, the Word of God is all about Jesus, describing, defining Him. He is one with the Father. He said, if you've seen, when His disciples asked, show us the Father, He said, if you've seen Me, you've seen the Father. And so I believe we need to understand that Jesus will be the central focus of any experience, because we can't be ignorant of Satan's devices, that he can appear as an angel of light. He could appear very loving. And I was just thinking of something I had seen, even a book I had been given. That was a little while ago, but it was a man, he was very loving, he was joyful, and he was talking about God being love and his experiences that he was in a hospital area and he could see the people and he knew all their thoughts, he knew their life story, and he talked about the divinity of everyone, how wonderful and beautiful they are. And on the whole, it seemed to be a very encouraging experience, but as I finished listening to it, you know, if it was something of really, it's like, oh, praise God, wasn't that wonderful? And I just kind of sat there and I began to think of things that, you know, he happened to know. I mean, only God knows the heart. Only God knows the life. However, satanic influences, satanic beings have been with man a long time. They know exactly what has occurred in a people's people's life. He never spoke about Jesus. And so I just want to counsel you. I was given a book by a Christian, and this was regarding a medical professional, one of the bestsellers on the New York, the main books that are popular. And basically it described that he just felt the presence. He was in they called in a medium to kind of connect with his spirit because he wasn't sort of coming back. And I thought, if that doesn't set off alarm bells for Christians. And then at one point he was in the presence of God. He understood such great mysteries, and it was like God was and it's like no mention of Jesus. And let me just say this, that there is, God is reaching out to everyone because he is love. And I was talking with a friend recently, and he said, you'd get the email. There was a tremendous church fire in Virginia, and I don't remember the details, but the important thing was no Bibles were, everything was incinerated. Firemen couldn't even get in there to deal with it, but not one single Bible was charred or burned, neither any cross. And I said, yeah, that was exciting. That was wonderful. Now, this person was not saved. And I shared about an incident that I heard about the originator of the mason jars back at the great San Francisco fire. And everything was decimated around him, except not one mason jar was damaged, not one problem on his fence was burned. And then he brought up this unsaved man, the tremendous fire that was in Oakland some years back, and a similar instance that everything around him was decimated, but that home wasn't. And I said, well, he must have been a Christian. And with smugness, he turned to me and he said, no, he was a Buddhist. My response was back that God, there's only good seed and bad seed in the world. There are only wheat and tares. And God knows those who are not serving him, who will become Christians. And so we have to have the holy discernment of the Holy Ghost, because it says in 1 John chapter 4, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God, that every spirit or experience or anything you hear that confesseth Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God. So, bottom line, people can talk about love. They can talk about loving experiences. I remember one man, he was being led to hell because God is merciful. God wants, even some Christians, he lets them know the reality and power of heaven and hell to increase the influence and power of their testimony. But this man was going to have an experience of hell, and these spirits said, come with us. They were very loving. And as he increasingly walked with them, they became violent and physically attacking and evil and ugly in their responses to him. So, beloved, we just can't say God is love. We have to understand what God is, how he's described in the Word of God, and as John says, have the discernment of the Holy Spirit. All right, I went off on a tangent, but we want to speak of God's love, and none of us can actually put his love into words, can we? But we can point our hearts to the reality of that experience and encourage others to know that kind of love for themselves. We usually define God's love as unconditional. Doesn't matter what you're like, what you've done. And so what I want to be sharing as we go on in the message and this week is there are various manifestations of God's love that we need to think about and meditate upon. First of all, and it's evident as we are celebrating this holiday, God's love shows itself in goodwill. Praise God. We read those beautiful verses in Luke, the second chapter, verse 9. Lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, the shepherds. They were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And suddenly, verse 13, there was a with the angel, a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." Praise God. And that is one of his attributes. His love is shown in goodwill. That's what he wants for mankind. That's what the angels announced that night Jesus was born. And love wills the good of everyone, will never harm, will never desire evil to any. 1 John 4:18 says, "There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear." You know why? Because fear has torment. It's a very painful emotion, whether it's stark terror or anxiety or stress. And that emotion comes from the thought, from the memory of experience that we could be harmed or made to suffer by someone or something that does not desire our well-being. What did Jesus come to do? Isaiah 7:14, "Therefore the Lord shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and she shall call his name Emmanuel." Praise God. And then in Isaiah 9, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. And of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end, upon the throne of David, upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment, with justice, from henceforth even forever. And the zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform it." Praise God. This is the Jesus we celebrate at this time of year. This is the coming Lord of Lords and King of Kings. His name is Emmanuel, God with us. His desire to commune, to fellowship with his creation. And for those of us who have accepted him, what a wonderful experience this is. Praise God. Well, may your Christmas be one of the most wonderful that you've celebrated your entire life by experiencing the love of God. I love you, and we will continue tomorrow on Christmas Day. Thank you for joining me, and until then, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.